current events.
Cutting edge.
Faith.
It's awesome.
Encouragement on the go.
It's the SOS Radio Podcast.
We have Duncan Phillips from the Newsboys on with us today at SOS Radio. Duncan, when you're not with the band playing music, what are the three things you're most passionate about right now?
Taylor, Madison, and Jack. They're probably the most three things I'm most, other than my wife. Yeah, they're my kids, and of course my family time is very important to us. But we've always done the thing. We never go out for weeks and weeks at a time. We always kind of basically do extended weekends. You know, we'll leave it Wednesday or Thursday night and be home by Sunday. So that's always the way we've chosen to tour. And the great part about it is you still get to play four shows a week, which is enough. But you still get 3 days at home where you can spend time with your family and still kind of be plugged in for their everyday lives. I know a lot of people ask me, say, how do you deal with being on the road? How do you deal with this and that and being away? And I'm like, well, gosh, dude, how do you deal with sitting in a cubicle? I didn't know how you do that. I couldn't do that. You know, when I'm home, I'm home. You know, it's not like I have to go work another job or anything when I'm home. I'm home and I get to spend, you know, all day, every day with them, especially during the summer.
Now, how do you keep your kids motivated, in regard to their studies at school? Like, what kind of strategy do you and your wife take in that?
No, I think kids are kids and they want to play. I mean, and some kids are definitely have a tilt towards studying. Some, but my oldest, she wouldn't care less about studying. But my second one, she's an avid studier. She loves to read. She actually enjoys the academic side of life, where my oldest girl, you know, she's just a rock star and wants to perform, always performing. You know, I don't know where she got that from, but yeah, you know, she's always performing. Then the little man, he's just, you know, he's only four, so he's not quite at school yet. So he just likes just belting up his sisters all day long. It's pretty cool.
We're talking to Duncan Phillips from the Newsboys on SOS Radio. The band's had a few different vocalists in the past, and the Newsboys United Tour actually brings back Phil Joel and Peter Furwood to perform alongside Michael Tay and Jeff Frankenstein and Duncan Phillips. And actually, tomorrow night they're going to play in Los Angeles, and Wednesday night they're going to play in Prescott Valley. SOS Radio.
Thanks for streaming our podcast. Our SOS Radio team is always experimenting with new things. By financially supporting the music and conversation in our podcast, you're helping it grow.
I use the SOS Radio app when I'm working. I love the fact that there are no ads, there's no pop-ups, and I can listen to Scott Harrell's podcast. I made a $20 gift to help keep the music commercial-free.
You can make a donation to help grow the podcast at sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app.
We're talking to Duncan Phillips from the Newsboys on SOS Radio today. Duncan, your three kids are so different, and sometimes it can be hard to motivate them and challenge them individually because they all have different giftings and talents, and they're wired up in different ways. But what have you found to be the right way to break through?
I think one of the biggest things is just recognizing their talents from an early age. You know, I recognize within Taylor her talents. She's probably not going to be academic. And that's not to say I don't encourage her to do her studies, but I'm just saying she's just not built that way. The one thing my parents gave me is they really gave me this desire, or they really encouraged me to go after my passions rather than go after what they think I should do. And that's not to say I didn't. I went to private school, so I went to a more of an academic side school type of school. So no matter how much I studied, I wasn't wired that way. I'm not built that way. And my parents recognized that in me at a very early age, and they encouraged me in my music, and which is something that I loved and I flourished at. And I think that if I can give any young parents any kind of encouragement, is recognizing early in your kids, if they don't want to be a lawyer or a doctor, don't push it down their throat, because they may become one, but then they're going to hate every day of their life, because they might be a lawyer or a doctor, they're going to hate what they do, they're going to resent you for making them doing it, and they're going to want to be very disgruntled in their mid part of their life, wishing they'd done something else. So I think that's one thing my parents recognized is, you know, when you see a talent and an ability and a love and a desire to do something, whether it be in music or the arts or whatever it's in, don't crush that, because you just don't know what God had for them or has for them in that area. And I know our culture is like, well, I want to become a musician, musicians are losers. Well, just about every musician I've ever met are the most diligent, they're the most driven, they are entrepreneurial, they are some of the most diligent people I've ever met in my life. So don't ever think that, you know, this, what we think, oh, you become a musician, you're going to go on the road and become a bum. Well, the life's a hard, hard road. And the people that succeed in music, they're definitely not bums, you know what I mean? They're very highly motivated, type A kind of people. You know, I've been doing this now for nearly two decades, and people say, oh, how do you keep up with it? How do you do it? And I'm like, dude, it's the best job in the world. Are you kidding me? I said, oh, well, you know, don't you want time off? Don't you want to go? And I said, no. Did Donald Trump take 3 months off? No. Does anyone else that's successful in what they do, do they take all this time off? No, because they love what they do. Donald Trump gets up every morning and loves what he does. He gets up, it motivates him, it lights his fire, he loves it. He loves what he does. And the same with me. The thing too is whenever you do something, whenever you're rolling, you're calling, there's always a sacrifice part to that. You know, and my sacrifice part to what I do is being away from my family, being away from home at times where I just want to get home and sit on my couch and fester. And that's the truth of it. But no matter what you do, no matter what you're calling, there is that sacrifice part to that calling.
And that's a hard thing about it, the sacrifice. And I know that's been a big part of what's been going on with the Newsboys over the last couple of years. And we'll talk about all of that and how they almost went bankrupt. It's all coming up next. We're talking to Duncan from the Newsboys.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.
We're talking about calling and drive and the challenges of raising a family when you're constantly on the move. And we're just talking about when there's a calling in your life, there's always a sacrifice and how you manage it.
And that's what a lot of people don't realize, is that everything's going to be rosy every day. Well, no, it's not life. That's not the reality of life. Yeah, you know, the sacrifice part of what your calling is actually gives you a backbone. If everything was easy every day, you'd be a jellyfish, you know, because you wouldn't work, you wouldn't strive, there'd be no pain for no gain. You know what I mean? There'd be none of that because you're just like, well, why should I do anything? Because, you know, I've been blessed and I'm in my calling. It's just going to happen for me every day. I don't think our creator wants to build a people that have got no backbones. I believe he wants to build a people that have a spine and have metal, and they know how to deal with an issue and they'll deal with it and they'll move on. And I think that's the picture that I was certainly painted to me when I was a young kid. And when we first came out from Australia, when we had nothing, no parents, no family, no church around us, no nothing. I mean, we literally had our backs to the walls. And we had two options. One was to run home with a tail between our legs, or the other one was to pull ourselves up our bootstraps and march on. And that's what we did. And we actually had to do that again about 3 years ago when Michael came aboard. I mean, that was potentially a horrific time in our careers because, you know, we'd worked all this time, all this energy and effort, you know, for nearly two decades to build your career to a certain point. And there again, we had two options. One was to quit. The other option was to march forward. And there was an incredible metal and backbone that was built in us yet again on another level when Michael came on board. And it was really tough because we were really faced with the demise of this wonderful thing that we've worked so hard at for many years, and that was real. Now, on every level that you can imagine that a human being can experience, we were bankrupt, we were spent, we were done. And it was incredibly, I mean, I'm talking about digging down to the wells of your being to get out of bed and just say, okay, we had everyone, it seemed like everyone was against us. It seemed like everything was against us on every level. And it was very, very tough. Hopefully we didn't make it look that way. And we're not gripers or moaners because you would have never heard that from us. But it was incredibly hard and difficult. But I think the great thing that came out of that is God honored what he'd set into motion some two decades ago. And now, you know, the Born Again record in particular has been our strongest record to date.
Thanks for connecting with SOS Radio.
We feature discussions with Christian artists all the time at sosradio.net.
Feel free to share this audio with your friends and family.